This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Security preparations are underway in London on Sunday ahead of the arrival of U.S. President Joe Biden. Biden will meet with U.K. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at 10 Downing Street and King Charles III for the first time since he was crowned. Royal historian at London's King College, George Gross.
If the war's still going, they need to keep this alliance tight, and the US and the UK working together, I think, function extremely effectively on this. So this is, I think, keeping that special relationship special in the context of NATO.
Biden will then head to a NATO summit in Vilnius, Lithuania. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Sunday addressed economic and security concerns she discussed with Chinese officials in Beijing.
We want a dynamic and healthy global economy that is open, free, and fair, not one that is fragmented or forces countries to take sides.
Yellen is one of a series of U.S. officials who are due to visit Beijing as part of efforts to revive relations that are at their lowest point in decades due to disputes over technology security as well as Taiwan, among other issues. Ukraine's military intelligence reported Saturday that Russia continues to deliver mines and explosives around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. The IAEA's on-site experts, however, say that they have not yet found explosives during any of their inspections, but have not been permitted to inspect rooftops. In addition, at least 8 civilians were killed and 13 wounded by Russian artillery Saturday in the Ukrainian city of Lyman, which is a key railway junction in the eastern Donetsk region. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website. This is VOA News. Jordanian authorities say security forces have killed 3 men, including 2 escaped inmates, in a shootout in a remote part of the country. The public security directorate said Sunday that 2 prisoners had recently fled from jail, prompting a search that ended with a gun battle. The third man killed had alleged ties to a militant group and was wanted in connection with unspecified crimes. Heavy rains lashed India's capital and surrounding areas Sunday, and according to the Indian Meteorological Department in New Delhi, it recorded 153 millimeters of rain over the past 24 hours, the third highest in the month of July in more than 2 decades. More rain is predicted over the next 2 days. Pope Francis has taken another step to mark his stamp on the Catholic Church, which has the selection of 21 new cardinals, some coming from countries where Catholicism isn't widely practiced. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The announcement was made during the Pope's weekly Sunday appearance overlooking St. Peter's Square. He's chosen 21 new cardinals, including prelates from Jerusalem and Hong Kong, where Catholics are a small minority, saying they will manifest the bond for churches around the world.
La loro provenienza esprime l'università della Chiesa.
His selections are viewed as a look toward the future, installing the group of churchmen who will select his successor. The new cardinals will be installed September 30th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thailand's progressive frontrunner for prime minister told supporters Sunday he would not step back ahead of a parliamentary vote this week that will determine if he will lead the country. The pro-democracy Move Forward party netted the most seats in the May 14th election, but there are no guarantees he will be able to form a government or that Pita Limjaroenrat will become premier. The United States military has conducted 3 new airstrikes against al-Shabaab fighters, killing 10 militants overnight. The collective self-defense airstrikes were carried out in support of the Somali National Army, who were engaged by al-Shabaab, according to the U.S. Africa Command, which is also known as AFRICOM. AFRICOM said that the strikes took place at the request of the federal government of Somalia in a remote area near Afremdaw town in Lower Juba region, which is approximately 105 kilometers north of Kisumu. For additional stories as well as pictures and videos, follow us on social media. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.